Was Serena Ryder with a song called "Weak and Anise," and that takes us to about 18 minutes after 3. And right now, I've got Bill Bishop, and he's the vice president and in charge of communication and marketing with an innovative fuel distribution company called 4Refuel that has offices over 30 offices that is throughout Canada. And good afternoon, Bill. How are you doing?
Very well.
Yeah, you were just saying that we've talked a bit, so we're kind of old friends now.
That's right, yeah. Hey, well, we've talked twice in the same day. That's more than I talked to my mother.
Yeah, that usually a lot of people are tweeting or emailing each other.
That's right. That's right.
And this innovative business that's been around for about 15 years, that of Refuel, that's the name of the company, and you have about over 30 offices across Canada. So how did you come about with this concept, or the company come up with this concept?
Well, the concept began about 15 years ago with a simple idea that if you have one truck driving out to fill a fleet of other trucks, that you could save some money. And that concept involved construction equipment and transport companies. And it now includes marine and rail and mining and special projects and natural resources. And anybody who uses diesel fuel can save money using a service like 4Refuel. So our deal is that we bring the fuel on site, we put it directly into the tanks, and we save you time and money. But what's made it more interesting than just that is that we track all that data online. We have a system that we built ourselves called Fuel Management Online, and it has all of the transaction records of every piece of equipment filled. So it has the volume of fuel, the date, the time, the price, 4 years of detailed history that is a web-based reporting system. And you can use that anywhere you are in the world that you have internet access.
And one of the models you have is that you save a lot of greenhouse gas emissions, and there was something like 100 million kilograms, I guess, that was saved last year. How does that translate to a lay person like me?
Well, sometimes when people talk about greenhouse gas emissions, they'll tell you the size of the cloud of greenhouse gases, and they'll talk about 5 liters of diesel fuel filling the size of a house with toxic gas. And I find that a little bit abstract myself. We convert it to dollars saved. And this past year, we've saved our clients about 20 million kilograms of greenhouse gases. And in our lifetime of measuring this, it's 100 million kilograms of greenhouse gases. And that represents millions of dollars in saved fuel. And the way we do that is when we bring the fuel directly to equipment, that saves fuel that would otherwise be burned going out to find fuel. If you have a fleet of trucks and they have to find a card lock, they could drive around. We do our own studies, and we estimate now that it takes 45 minutes to fill a truck in an urban area. And if you're not running that truck for 45 minutes, you're saving a lot of fuel and you're reducing your emissions significantly. So for all the clients that we service with on-site fuel, we save them fuel, we save them time and money, and we reduce their fuel emissions to the tune of 20 million kilograms per year.
And I was just thinking about it in the way I would look at it business-wise. If I were doing this distribution that 4Refuel is doing, and I think, well, you know, if I'm running around where people don't have storage areas on a construction site, that would be pretty costly for me. So how do you go about saving on your end?
Well, you know, we used to be exclusively on-site fueling, and now we refer to something called total fuel management. And so 4Refuel will consult with our clients, and we will look at an organization's entire fuel consumption and what kind of equipment they're using and how often it needs fuel and where the equipment is located and where it's parked at night. And we'll come up with a solution that makes the most sense for the client. And sometimes we'll involve tanks. Maybe we'll put some secure tanks on a work site. Maybe we'll put some small enviro tanks on a smaller work site, or large in-ground tanks at a central yard. Or maybe it will require that you visit the card locks once in a while if you're doing long haul, if you're driving between provinces. And regardless of how you get the fuel, we're able to put all the data into FMO, which means that you can now see how much fuel each vehicle is using and make decisions about, is that the right amount of fuel? Could I use more? Could I use less? Could I spend less? Could I save more? And when you have that data available, you can make those decisions. You can do that analysis. But without something like FMO, it's really difficult to get that information. And many companies operate without really knowing how much fuel they use or how much they spend.
And initially, when you were the company was starting up, what kind of research did they have to do demographic-wise and geographic-wise? I guess because you'd have to be able to piggyback a lot of companies together to make it viable for yourself?
Well, that's a great question, particularly for your market. The Fora Fuel has grown by franchise, and we've made really affordable franchise arrangements available across Canada, and that was the basis of our growth. And as we became larger in certain centers, those franchises became corporate areas. So our biggest corporate center is Toronto, and next to that would be BC Lower Mainland. But we have operations all the way from coast to coast, and many of them are franchise. So where market viability is concerned, you'd be able to make a choice of how many trucks you had running, how many employees you had moving fuel. In a small area, you might only need one truck to service a whole area. And keeping the truck running the whole day is just an issue of management, of time management and the rest of it. There tends to be enough variety of business between trucking and construction to keep one truck busy in even the smaller markets.
And in your information on online, you seem to be pretty cognizant of greenhouse emissions, and I guess there was a savings of about 100 million kilograms. And how does this translate to franchises? Do they have a certain amount of, target, but what kind of model should they be following in order to be, I guess, on the good side of U.S. parent company?
Well, we're not a U.S. company, so we're an entirely privately owned Canadian company based in Langley, British Columbia, now operating across Canada. There's a lot of information on our website, ForeFuel, that's with a four, refuel.com, that covers everything from being a client to being a franchisee. And with our franchisees, our reporting systems have taken a quantum leap this past 2 years, where we've been able to provide measurement tools to all of our corporate operators and our franchise operators, so they can look at the efficiency and profit right down to the day of operations. And they'll know within 24 hours of delivering fuel if that was a profitable delivery or not. And if it wasn't profitable, they'll change the pricing or change the volume or change the frequency. And if it was profitable, then fantastic, they can go and do some more. But we always maintain an open relationship with our clients, and we frequently show them our margin and our profit level. And if we're not making money, we go to our clients and we say, hey, we can't continue to do this for free, so we need to adjust the price. And our clients always agree, because the service is so convenient and so reliable that it's worth paying for.
And in your information package, you're saying that this kind of will alleviate the need for storage for, like, at farm, if you're delivering to a farm or a work road construction company or whatever. I imagine, you know, like large vehicles, they would use up about 20 or 40 gallons of diesel fuel per day. How do you go about scheduling these kind of events together?
Well, that goes to the either the franchisee himself or our operations managers in the field, and it's quite it's a bit of a delicate dance between the client and the supervisors to decide how many vehicles do you have, how often do they need refueling. Typically, a company operating trucks knows how often it needs to refuel. Most busy companies need to refuel daily. Some construction companies need it twice a day. Some companies only need it every 2 days. And in the first few weeks of having a new client, we tend to sort that out pretty quickly. But we also have excellent lines of communication between our clients and our operations guys in the field. You can reach them 24 hours on the phone. If you need emergency fuel, we provide that within hours. We fuel 7 days a week. If you need fuel, you're going to get fuel. There's never a problem with that.
And you have over 30 offices across Canada, but do you have any company north of the 49th parallel into Nova Scotia and so on?
No, but we sure would love to. We have had some special projects. I think the furthest north has been Prince George. And no, we had some operations up in Prince Rupert as well. Special projects that went on for 18 months, for example. But there are viable markets up there. It doesn't take a huge concentration. It doesn't have to be a Toronto or a Montreal to make sense. We've just started operations in Saskatoon, for example. And we've had some operations running in Red Deer. You know, not the giant metropolises. This system works wherever wherever there are trucks.
And what size vehicles do they usually have for daily distributions?
Well, our trucks vary. Our smallest guy is 5,000 liters, and we've had a few small guys that run in. Hilly areas. North Vancouver, for example, the North Shore has some really steep hills and tight corners. And even though it's a large volume area, it required a small truck. But in Winnipeg, for example, we fuel the locomotives. We fuel Canadian National Railway. And we have what are called Super Bees that carry 80,000 liters of fuel at a time. And so we've got everything in between.
And you've been around for, 15 years. How does your operation business history look like?
Well, we've been growing 20% a year. During the price spike in diesel fuel 2 years ago, when diesel was approaching $1.50 a liter, we had a huge number of clients come on because they wanted to reduce that cost. They wanted to control and understand their diesel fuel costs. And then when the economy got soft last year, we had more clients come on who said, hey, we've got to control our costs better. We need to understand where our fuel's going. We need to understand how much we're earning per liter, per hour of running our trucks. We can't just be burning fuel and burning money. We've got to understand this. And so our software and our reporting tools help them do that.
And in regards to distributing fuel, are you involved with manufacturing as well, or just distribution?
No, we're downstream from the manufacturers. But one thing that 4Way Fuel does differently than all of the other companies, there are other companies that do on-site fueling. There are not other companies, though, that do the fuel management, the online reporting. And there are no other companies that have a relationship with more than one refinery. And that's one thing that puts us in a very special position. Occasionally, there will be a problem at a refinery. They'll close it down for maintenance, or there might be an accident that closes it down, or sometimes weather is a factor. And there have been fuel shortages. There have been a number of fuel shortages in Alberta. There was a catastrophic one in Ontario that shut down the whole province. But our clients still got fuel. And the reason was that when one refinery was down and had no volume, if that was your company, if that was the company you had the gas card for, you were out of luck. You couldn't get fuel. But if you were a client of ours, we could go around to all the other refineries and say, fine, maybe you'll have some fuel for us. And we brought fuel in from other provinces. We brought fuel in from over the border into the United States. So we always have fuel. That's one of the huge logistical strengths that we bring to our clients is surety of delivery.
And another thing that might play into you're always having diesel is that you also distribute biodiesel. Does that help in you having diesel all the time?
It absolutely does. Biodiesel is a wonderful product. It's been smeared a little bit with some misinformation. It was blamed for bumping up food prices, which was later proved to be inaccurate. It had nothing to do with food for fuel and food prices. Biodiesel has an interesting effect on emissions because it has a cleansing effect on the engine and on the fuel tank. You tend to reduce your emissions even more than the biodiesel you just use. For example, if you use a 5% blend where you're using 5% of your fuel is biodiesel, pure biodiesel, and 95% is regular diesel, you will reduce your emissions by as much as 12% just because of the cleaning effect of the biodiesel on the engine. And this has been very popular with municipal governments and with provincial governments and with bus lines and municipally run fleets. It's been less popular with the private sector because biodiesel tends to maintain a price premium, sometimes 2 cents above the regular rate, sometimes more. And most businesses are unwilling to pay the extra 2 cents per liter to reduce their emissions. And really, until there's more pressure to do so, it's hard to disagree with that view.
And one of the themes that you have in your information package is that I guess the lifetime client savings is beyond 89.1 million kilograms per of greenhouse gas emission. And how does that translate into possible dollar savings?
Well, the dollar savings comes from fuel not burnt, and it comes from the labor savings, and it also comes from the time savings, and most importantly, it comes from the extra productivity. Now, among our clients, they'll choose how to use that, how to apply that savings to their business. And if they have maybe a small crew of fellows that drive the trucks, and they're constantly asking them to drive overtime and maybe overnight, they can stop doing that by having the trucks filled in the nighttime, so the guys don't have to waste their time getting fuel. They just spend their time delivering product and being productive and earning money. The other way they can use it is they can increase the number of runs they do each day. So instead of reducing hours, they keep the same number of hours, but instead of getting fueled with a couple of those hours, they deliver more product. So that enhances the productivity. And finally, with the online reporting, they can reduce the administrative burden of trying to collect all of the fuel receipts and all the dockets and add them up and put them into a giant spreadsheet. All of that's done automatically when the fuel's delivered. So the fuel savings come from those three areas, and they tally to thousands of dollars per year per client.
And for anybody that's thinking about, I guess, utilizing your services, what are the things that maybe can be, you know, put his mind at ease, whether it's going to be a savings for him, whether it's be beneficial for him?
Well, yeah, there are a lot of considerations, and we tend to sit down with our prospects, our potential clients, and really understand their business before recommending anything. I mean, how can you possibly diagnose a problem before you properly examined it? And the solution is not always the same. Sometimes you will need tanks. Sometimes you will need delivery. Sometimes you'll need on-site. Sometimes you need a mixture. And that kind of analysis is, I guess, it's an important part of why we call our salesmen consultants. Our sales team is about 23 men and women across Canada, and we have operations in Washington State. And they are consultants in the true sense of the word. So they'll speak to a client about his fuel needs. The clients will know their fuel volume, and they'll know their annual costs. And they'll know where their trucks run to and what sort of reporting goals they have as an organization. Do they want to reduce their fuel costs? Do they want to increase their productivity? Do they want to stay the same and be more profitable? They'll have these goals, and we can help them reach those. So, for example, if a client perhaps runs, let's say it's 75,000 liters a year, and they would like to have, say, a 5% biodiesel mixed in with that. Their savings then would be, for the on-site component, their savings would be in the range of $20,000 to $30,000 on fuel per year. Their labor savings would tally just under $4,000, and their combined savings with the $2,000 to $3,000 on fuel, the $3,000 to $4,000 on labor, they'd be up around $7,000 savings just by bringing the fuel on site and managing it that way. But they would also be reducing their emissions by some 400,000 kilograms of greenhouse gases.
And if you're saving about $70,000 a year on gas and emission costs and stuff like that, what size company would that be beneficial for about maybe a medium-sized company or even a small company?
Well, again, the company is going to know how much fuel they use each year. If you have a fleet of trucks, most of the big rigs will carry about 200 liters per tank. So that's about 400 liters per truck. If you had four of those, you know, you'd be at 2,000 liters per truck per month. If you had 10 of those, you'd be 20,000 per month. 12 months, you'd be at 240,000 liters a year. Your savings would be fairly easy to calculate off that, just from the time saved, the fuel saved, and the administration time saved. So you'd be saving up to $20,000, I would expect.
And just as a final question, today been, so innovative in new technology coming out constantly. Like I was just talking in a pre-interview about how, you know, twittering was hardly heard of 5 years ago, and now everybody's doing that and all that. How savvy does a person have to be to, take advantage of your opportunities?
Well, it's interesting you mentioned Twitter. Twitter, I think, was new probably 18 months ago. So 5 years ago, no, it hadn't even been thought of. And this year, Twitter is it's an interesting system where you can put out an update. And you mentioned it because we were talking about announcing all of our greenhouse gas savings by Twitter. And we were talking about our biggest clients on Twitter, and that was a first. No business-to-business company has ever made an Earth Day announcement on Twitter such as we did this year. So that was kind of a neat thing, and it was a bit of an experiment, a bit of a fun thing to do. But what's interesting is that Twitter's not hard to use, and neither is our online fuel management system. Unlike most fuel management systems, ours is entirely web-based, which means you don't download anything. You don't have to update software. You don't have to install anything. So you log in, you put in your username and your password, and all of the reports are in a menu on the left. You select which reports to run, and you've got it. It's really easy to use. So we provide all the training. We'll spend hours training your people, no cost. We want you to use it. The more you use it, the happier you are. And if you're happy, then we're happy. And whatever training you need is supplied. And whatever reports you run, we'll show you how to use those. And you may have 5 or 6 or 7 reports that you really enjoy using, and you'll run those all the time, and it will just be the simplest thing. No harder than making a Twitter post.
And for anybody that's thinking of, listening to us and maybe thinking maybe it's something I want to get more information on, how would they go about doing it?
Well, they should look at our website. That's 4Refuel. So that's number 4, refuel.com. We also have a phone number that's equally easy to remember, and that's 1-888-4-REFUEL. And that's the phone number, toll-free from anywhere in Canada. And if you forget the website address, we can tell you on the phone. And, you can always send us email, too. You can get information at info@4refuel.com. That's 4refuel.com.
Okay, well, thanks for talking to us there, Bill.
Absolutely. It was a lot of fun talking to you, Jim. And I hope everything goes well. And I guess you're looking forward to some sunshine soon.
Yeah, we do have a lot of it. We even had temperatures up to about 24, 25.
Well, that's warmer than it is here.
And that's what I was telling a lot of people. It's even warmer than southern Alberta.
That's not fair.
Okay, well, here's a song they might like. It's by Tim McGraw. It's called It's a Business Doing Pleasure With.
Oh, I like that.
Okay, well, thanks again.
Thanks, Jim. Bye-bye.
Bye.